Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence with us this morning. I pray that only your words will be spoken, only your words heard, and that your name will be praised as we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Should this mic be on? Can you hear me from this mic, or do I need to turn this mic on? Does it make a difference? I'll turn them both on. Good morning. How are you all today? My name is Tom Day, and I am the missional interim at St. Mary's in Bluefield, Virginia. And we have come over here to be with you because Father Chad is in a sling this morning, but I understand he's recovering well. Is that correct? We'll get a little report on maybe an announcement if you tell us about it. So thank you for welcoming us here to be with you this morning. You know, there are times in almost everyone's life when you find yourself in a situation that we'd rather not be in. There are times when we are surrounded with hardships. We feel like we're being swallowed up by the difficulties of life. Sometimes we even cry out to God to deliver us and rescue us from the hardships. Anybody ever been there? There are also times when we don't particularly like the kind of person that we're becoming. Times when we hate something that we said, or we despise the way that we acted about something. And sometimes we cry out for God to change us. Well, as long as it doesn't hurt or it doesn't inconvenience. Anybody ever been there? Now, it's true that God can transform lives. And God can deliver us from difficult times. He can change us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But usually for that to happen, we need to be walking in the ways of God. We need to be obedient to His will. We need to be standing in His presence. If you think back to the story from Exodus, when Moses was meeting with God on a regular basis, and he was so in tune with God that he was physically changed. His face began to glow, and he had to wear a veil so he wouldn't scare the people. He spent so much time in the presence of God, his face began to shine. He had to wear that veil so that people wouldn't run away. The gospel lesson today, Jesus, he's so in tune with his Father that he is transfigured right before Peter, James, and John. His face lights up. His clothes become white and gleaming. I'm sure it's a moment that none of the disciples, Peter, James, or John, would ever forget. And there were so many people who came into contact with Jesus who were changed. Some physically changed, some spiritually changed, simply changed just by standing in his presence and believing. But there were also some who met Jesus who weren't changed. People whose lives continued on the same path even after they encountered the Christ. But I suspect that most of those people were content with the lives that they were living. They were probably not looking for anything different to happen to them. They didn't want their lives to change. They might not have been living in a life of luxury, but they were probably comfortable, and they liked the surroundings, and they were familiar with it. So for them, it was okay. Now, many times, the same could be true for us. Sometimes life is pretty good. We have food on our tables. We have a roof over our heads, a job to go to. We seem to be happy. We feel content. Life is pretty good. Why would we want to change? If things are going well, why would we want anything different? Well, first of all, things don't always go as smoothly as we like. In fact, how many bad things does it take to sour a whole day? Just one, doesn't it? Often just one. One bad conversation, one discontent encounter with another person, one unexpected event that drops into our lives can wipe out an entire day of happy experiences. One bad thing can ruin that whole day, and that's the way it is with almost everything in life. So even though you're having a great day, even though you're having no traffic problems going to work, your job is good, you know, people are being friendly to you, your favorite sports team won last night. I heard somebody hoot and holler about that today already. You get your parking place right in front of the front door of the grocery store. Everything's going your way until you get that call from your teenager's high school principal. Or your car breaks down on the way home from work. Or your heater stops working in the month of February. It just takes one bad event to turn a good day upside down. Sometimes life can be cruel. It can be hard. It can be painful. Hurt and sorrow can easily consume us, and it can steal our joy if we let it. Feelings of worthlessness, shame, and guilt can sour the way we live our lives. And it's in the midst of the hard and difficult times that we need help. That's when we need encouragement. That's when we need to find peace. And it's in those hurtful times, it's in those times that we're hurting, where we need to be refreshed, where we need to be renewed, where we need to be transformed. The problem is you just can't snap your fingers and poof, we're changed. Doesn't happen that way. Not usually. There used to be a commercial on TV from Staples Office Supply. I don't know if any of you remember that. In the store they had this button called the Easy Button. And they'd just walk up and hit the Easy Button, and whatever it was they wanted, poof, it was right there. Well, guess what? There are no easy buttons in life. There's nothing you can walk up to and hit the button, poof, it's there. There's no such thing. But wouldn't it be nice if we could go online and buy a month's worth of contentment, you know, just click on it and then we have it for a month? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be great if we could go to the store and find a kit that we could just open up and read and transform our lives just like that? But encouragement, refreshment, peace, new life are available to us. Not normally in an instant, not normally the easy way. And we don't get it by earning it, but we get it simply by loving Jesus, simply by walking the path He lays for us. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Just walk the path that Jesus lays for us. Easy, right? Well, maybe not so easy. Because a relationship with Jesus is kind of like a marriage. You not only have to love your spouse, but you have to sacrifice for your spouse. You have to invest yourself in the other. You have to surrender to the relationship. And that's not always easy to do. But that's how we are to cultivate our relationship with Jesus. That's how transformation in our life begins. You see, if you want God to change your life or to change the circumstances in your life, if you want those things like peace and joy and refreshment and fulfillment, we have to give up the old life. We have to give up the old self. We have to loosen our grip that we have on our life. No matter how comfortable, how familiar, how secure it may feel, Jesus always wants to give us a better life. He wants to give us a better life than the one we have right now. No matter how good you think it is right now, He has a better one waiting for us. But to receive this new and better life, we have to let go of the old one. We have to let go of that familiar life. And He's not going to pry it out of our hands. He's not going to open that death grip we have on it and take it from us. We're going to have to release it. And if we don't, if we keep holding on to that old life, I doubt very seriously, nothing of much significance will change in your life. The season of Lent starts this Wednesday. It's a good time of year to consider a change in your life. It really doesn't make a difference if things are going great for you or if your life stinks. You need to be changed daily. All of us need to be changed every day. Changed by the one who came to show us the way. Changed by the one who wants to encourage you, to heal you, to refresh you, to love you. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, your life can be changed and transformed through love of Jesus. But for that to happen, you have to set aside your old life. You have to give it to Jesus every day. You'll have to be willing to surrender it to Him and to sacrifice your will for His. You have to be willing to be changed, to be transformed into His likeness. And when your life is open to this, then the abundance of God and His glory will shine in your life. Amen.